It's the 8th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Election night results across Bedfordshire had a similar theme running through the results. Labour and the Conservative Party in first or second place, then Reform, with the Liberal Democrats finishing fourth. In Bedford and Kempston, Labour's Mohamed Yazin fought off Conservative challenger Pinder Chahan, with Reform's Matt Lansley in third and Lib Dem Harry Van finishing fourth. North Bedfordshire saw Conservative Richard Fuller handily defeat his Labour opponent Uday Dagaraju. Reform's Pippa Clayton finished third, with Lib Dem nominee Joanna Zwab Newton in fourth place. In Mid-Bedfordshire, Blake Stevenson returned the seat to the Tories, with Mahawish Mirza for Labour in second. Reform's Dave Holland in third, then Lib Dem's Stuart Roberts. Maternity services at Luton and Dunstable Hospital and Bedford Hospital have come under scrutiny from the Care Quality Commission. The CQC found a decline in the quality of maternity services, now rated as inadequate. The recent inspection occurred as a result of a statement submitted by whistleblowers. Police are labelling the death of Alex Porter Harris, originally found unresponsive on Bedford's Cathy Road, as unexplained. An arrest was made in the case, but the 19-year-old suspect has since been released. The 30-year-old was described in a family statement as having a way of turning ordinary moments into unforgettable memories. Police are appealing for witnesses. A partnership between the town of Leighton Buzzard and the Arriva Bus Company has made the shortlist in the National Transportation Awards. The transportation network was redesigned to include newly built housing communities. Buses now operate on a Sunday and longer hours have been added during the week. The winner will be announced on the 3rd of October. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.